Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, we fixed it alive.
Okay.
All right, thank you for calling the chat. Welcome to the talk show from Uniches, Louisiana. And with John, and Carla should be calling in a few minutes. Today we have a really good show for you guys today. Okay, his name is Mr. Tim Savage. And Mr. Tim Savage, he's a really good person. And I want you guys to really listen at this guy, okay, because some really important issues that's going on in our community that we are not aware of. So, Mr. Savage, could you please tell the audience a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, of course. I want to thank everybody for tuning in today. I also want to thank, before I get started, I want to thank the people in Louisiana for fighting for these bills and fighting for what's right. Because black women lives matter, all women lives matter. So I really want to thank the people down in Louisiana for going ahead and taking that step to cancel that concert down there. So I really want to thank that. My name is Timothy Savage. I'm originally from Memphis, Tennessee. I'm stationed out of Atlanta, Georgia area. And I've been married for over 22 years. I also have three daughters. One daughter is my eldest daughter, which is now with R. Kelly against our will, basically against her own will. And also I have two other daughters that are under 18.
Well, you know, Mr. Savage, I want to ask you a question. Could you tell audience, how did your daughter get with Art Kelly? Because we're going to jump right into the subject, you know.
Okay. Well, we had me and my wife owned two boutiques here in the state of Georgia. And how we was introduced to Art Kelly, we had a customer come in the store one day, and the customer came in, and she asked, you know, she said, your girls, they sing pretty good, because you know how children are. They you know, helping customers, singing or whatever. And she said, I got a connect. I said, okay, I sing connect. So that's fine. She said, his name is Kevin Lyle, which they call him KG, which he's actually was R. Kelly's road manager at the time, by my best of my knowledge. And so from that point, you know, KG would come, you know, at like 2 weeks later, he called me up. He said, hey, I want to meet you. I said, okay, well, you know, I went to open up my store because I had two stores at the time. I opened up my store, and Mr. Lyles came over there, and that's where he met me at the store, me and my wife and kids. And he said, you know, I want to help y'all with your daughters with your singing career. I said, well, you know, hey, my daughters may want this. That's fine. And so from there, Mr. Kevin Lyles made they had Funk Fest here in Georgia. And I can't recall what month it was, but it was in 2015 at the time. And he said, I want to bring these girls and, you know, let them see what really goes on at the show. And they may get a chance, you know, see one of the legends in R&B. I said, well, that's cool. So I said, okay, I will take you and meet you somewhere. And now it drills back on me that he didn't have number two tickets. So I said, okay, that's fine, because I had my other daughter. I said, I'll just wait, you know, until the Funk Fest show is over, and then I would come back and pick the girls up after the show. So that's how they met with Mr. Robert Sylvester Kelly. They didn't know. Yeah, so my daughters never, and they've been saying in the newspaper or whatever they got this story from, where my daughter had been staying with R. Kelly for 2 years. My daughter never stayed with R. Kelly, again, that, to our knowledge. And then when she left his house, she went straight to college. So from that point, that's how we started to find out what was really going on after that.
Well, I know I've been, reading, you know, well, millions of people been, you know, saying you know, alleged that R. Kelly is holding your daughter against her will. I would never say that a will, but he's, you know, he's not letting her use the phones, or not letting not only your daughter but other people now too. You know.
Yeah. That is correct. He has another young girl. There is the Clary's child. Since I don't want to mention her name, they may know her name, and he has some other women there as well, and young women. And the reason why I'm not mentioning her name, because she's a victim. And that's the reason why I'm not mentioning her name. But Angelo Clary is the father, and Alice Clary is the mother of the victim. And they are out of Kissimmee, Florida.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Well, anyway,
hello, everyone. Excuse me. Hi. This is Carla Serenity. I want to apologize for not being able to dial in. I'm in the country. And it was kind of difficult for me to come on. John, thank you. I have a question that I would like to ask, sir, if you don't mind. Hello?
Carla Strickland, she's the host of Louisiana. She's in the country, and it was hard for her to come on. So, go ahead.
Yes. God, yes. Okay, so I've been following your story since day one with you and your daughter, and there's a lot that people are saying when it comes to her no longer being a minor, and how some people are saying that, well, maybe you just might want to just let her live and do her thing. However, I know as a parent of a teenage daughter, that would be kind of difficult for me to do, even if she was 20, 21 years old. And a lot of people would like to know, some of the questions that I've gotten in regards to you being on the show today is, if she simply, has she called you? And if she does call you, will you accept that and move on?
Of course, I will accept my daughter. If my daughter, let me explain, my daughter has a, if you ever heard of Stockholm Syndrome, and I had to do the research on it myself. My daughter wasn't 22 at the time she met R. Kelly. She was only 19 years old. My daughter also has a condition as well, a learning condition, which Mr. R. Kelly, I've told him numerous times as well. So not only does she, she's not capable of making great decisions on her own, which a lot of people don't know that. And also, my daughter is also haven't contacted me or my wife. My daughter hasn't contacted me or my wife since December. That's the first of all. We did an intervention video to try to stop my daughter. But with her being on dorm, even though we paid for the dorm over there where she went to Georgia State, was it Georgia State? George Gwinnett College. The police wouldn't even allow us on the campus to actually go search her dorm room because she was of age. And at that time, she was using that against us, against her vantage, and R. Kelly was too. So he was actually having my daughter do things that was not feasible to me and my wife and her at the time. She cried out at one point in time, and I tried to get my daughter at the time. But one thing that Mr. R. Kelly did, he has what you call the mind trickery on these girls. And he, you know, go in, make them feel comfortable at first, make them feel like he really cares about them, make sure that, you know, he can gain their trust. And then once he gains their trust, it's just like anybody else, any abusive relationship, when a man gets your trust, then he starts doing little things. Maybe, you know, playing with you and say, give me your phone, or saying, you can't go to the bathroom right now. And they may not take it serious at that time, but then over a period of time, then it becomes crucial where my daughter would try to call me at 2 o'clock in the morning, and I'm asleep at 2 o'clock in the morning. She would try to call me at 2 o'clock in the morning. Then she'll hurry up and hang up the phone. And I'm trying to get my daughter to say, hey, you need to come back to the house. So these things, when they say your kids are grown, which they are grown. We know that any relationship, when you have somebody that's over 18, that they're dating somebody that's 49 at the time or 48, they have to make that decision. And that's
okay.
One thing you can't, My wife want to say something as well.
Sure. Hi, this is Jay. I'm the mom. Like I said, that my daughter is of age as of right now. But as a parent, when once your child drastically actions and whole just body language or just the way you speak to her, you're accustomed to speaking to your child, changes drastically, that raises the red flag right there. These girls are in the house, but like I said, we have had, like, we're not the only ones who have concerns. We have, like, the old assistant that used to work for Mr. Kelly, which is Cheryl Mack, that was mentioned in the regular original BuzzFeed article. I was getting inside information from her, as well as other victims that came out and told us what really goes on in that house and how when he first gets in there, his goal is to manipulate them and to turn them against their family. And so what he does, these girls are being mentally and sexually abused by him, and he has to call him daddy. So, and he turns them against their families. He starts off with maybe guiding things that they see they like and spoiling them with different things. And then he turns it around and he punishes them. They get whoopings. It's almost like a sick lust.
Okay,
type
well,
of
let me.
Type.
Okay, well, let me just interject right there. We want to make sure that we are not saying things on the show that has not been 100%, I guess you can say, verified or something that someone has personally witnessed. So I just want to say that these are things that you guys know for a fact, or these are things that are just allegations.
Yeah. Have you read the BuzzFeed story? Have you read that yet?
Yes, sir, I have. Yes, sir.
Now, Jim DeRosa, they've had five lawyers look over this. They've had six investigators to back up every word out of that 6,500 words. Every piece of it. So it has been verified. It has been told. And it's 100% fact.
Okay, yeah. And to say, so what I'm saying, like I said, I went on a mission to call find victims that have been through this, as well as talk to Cheryl Mack. And even some of my daughter has said some of these things, like especially on the intervention we did with her, because she confessed a lot of what we know to her roommate, which was Tori, that was also in the intervention tape that we tried to do. So a lot of this has been said, and it's just now coming out because this needs to be told. And so, so we're not going to want to shame Mr. Kelly anyway.
No, no form of fact.
Basically, it's the truth that goes on. And
well, another question that our listeners who reached out to me would like to ask you guys as parents when it comes to young ladies being in the industry. And please forgive me if I'm wrong I missed the part, sir, when you were talking about how they actually met. But I read a story that said that you guys introduced her to the R&B singer, and that's how it happened. And a lot of parents are saying, a lot of people are saying that if you had not introduced her to someone who you knew had a history, an alleged history of him being with younger women, why would you put your daughter in that situation?
Well, let me explain on this. My daughter is talented. Both of my daughters are talented. We actually moved from Memphis for the music and other things far as in the entertainment industry. So we did not introduce her. She was already involved in some other things far as in the singing career. She had already had an EP. She had already had these things already in place. So when you say introduce her, she was introduced by a man named Kevin Lyle, which is R. Kelly's road manager. It wasn't like, oh, we went to his concert. We went out to seek this man. What happened was it was introduced through my clothing shop on Old National Highway in College Park, Georgia, where one of the customers came in. And when that customer came in, she said, oh, your girl can sing. I got somebody I can, you know, contact you with. So it wasn't introduced like, oh, I got to meet R. Kelly and my girl's got to meet him. It wasn't that type of introducing at all.
No, what had happened was once my daughter was able to talk to Robert Kelly over the telephone, he invited us out to California to
stand corrected. He invited my wife and my daughter.
Right.
I never met R. Kelly. I never talked to R. Kelly. I tried to talk to R. Kelly. This is Timothy Savage talk. Now go ahead.
We only met him twice, and both times were in a professional setting. It once was in the studio in Chicago, and once was after the concert that he invited us to behind stage as his VIP guest. So that, to our knowledge, that was the only two times that my daughter ever met Mr. Kelly in my presence. And
right.
I was there for the whole time, the whole conversation.
I have to say this, and with all due respect, but I'm going to ask you, as opposed to assuming, did you not know of the alleged history he had when it came to his fixation of young girls, with you even bringing your daughter there? And the only reason why I'm saying that is because of the fact that people are trying to figure out how could a parent even entertain the idea of bringing their young daughter to meet are introduced to someone who has a history of being what is the industry is saying, a pedophile. And I'm going to say this as a parent. I know that we do all that we can when it comes to our kids' future, excuse me. However, with that being said, we also have to be in a position to be able to protect them because of the fact that from what you're telling me, that this young lady is not able to think for herself in certain situations or at the time she was only 19 years old. So what I'm trying to get to is that being that he did have, and I keep saying alleged because I don't know the guy personally, okay? And I really feel for you all because if it was me and my daughter, I'm a little crazy with her. So I know that if I knew of a man having a history of that, why would I even put my daughter in that situation?
This is John L. Brown, okay? Number one, when you was talking when she was about the age, about the age thing. Okay, well, you know, your daughter was up age. Well, I don't care. There's no age limit of you protecting your child.
Right.
Exactly. There's no, that child could be 50 years old. That's still your child, and you coming to your child rescue.
Right, and I can interject on that. I can understand as a parent because I'm a very overprotective parent when it comes to my girls. So even with, I didn't allow a lot of sleepovers unless I knew the mom and dad. Or it was some type of organized party, and I knew it was going to be properly chaperoned. Now, for an answer question, why I allow my daughter to meet Mr. Kelly in a professional setting, or if I allow my daughter to meet Mr. Kelly in a personal setting? In my instance, it was a professional setting. Also, to give you a little background, Mr. Kelly, although he had sexual allegations over 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years ago, was messing with these young girls. For whatever reason, he got off. I never even looked at the so-called sex tape or whatever that was in. I didn't really keep up with the trial. But I do know that he had allegations of messing with 14, 15-year-old girls. He had a history of marrying Aaliyah. But that was all prior to when we met him in 2015. Now, when we met Mr. Kelly in 2015, up to this time, he had still worked with people like Michael Jackson, Whitney Houston. At the time, he was at the studio. He was working with Fantasia. And so he was still working with people professionally. So on a professional level versus a personal level, it's very different when you are serious about getting your daughter in the music industry. So the same people, let's just say, the singer Whitney Houston, he wrote a song, I could fly, and he signed it personally at her homegoing. So when you're looking at a professional level and personal, it's two different things. And also, when we flew out, we were in a room or we were in a consult with over thousands and thousands of people. Our whole trip was coordinated by his own staff personal assistant. So she coordinated, professionally coordinated our airline tickets, our stay, car services, our meals, everything. So the first time we met Mr. Keller was backstage in a crowded staff that they assisted us to where they wanted us to meet him, and we were one-on-one together the whole time with Mr. Keller. So to answer your question, I don't think the way, my attention of meeting Mr. Keller is no different from any other artist, was Whitney Houston, Michael Jackson, Fantasia, Ongoing, Justin Bieber, whoever else is in the industry doing business with him.
Right. That can
so
go
that,
from.
That is, I stand behind it 100%.
That can go from any NBA player, any NFL player, anything. When you meet somebody in a professional matter, that's what you're meeting them in. You're not tagging along with their personal matter because people are human beings. But at the same time, you meet people in a professional matter.
Right, and I think I can definitely understand what you guys are talking about is because sometimes we get confused, a personal matter and a professional matter, you know, and especially when you're talking about careers, you know, and then again, too, to add on to that, well, you guys, you know, like if it was me, if I had a daughter, I probably would have let my daughter win because people do change, you know.
Right.
You hadn't heard. You know, people change in life, and this is another thing we fail to realize. And then when something comes down, well, then everybody want to blame the parents. They want to say, well,
no one's blaming the parents. I'm only asking them because these are questions that our listeners have given me to ask them, and I'm doing my best to make sure that I continue to show the passion to you guys because, again, I have a teenage daughter, and I'm a little cuckoo with her.
Right, but let me ask
you
a question.
She'll tell she just started her job, and I'm sitting outside her job 30 minutes before, sometimes an hour before she get off work. I mean, even her dad and her big brother, they fuss at me because I'm postponing her to get a driver's license right now because I know what type. I have seen what type of predators are out there when it comes to young girls. And I didn't even give her a 16, sweet, quote-unquote, 16-year-old birthday party because I said ain't not a dang thing sweet about her turning 16. So I want you guys to understand that.
I want you guys to understand,
you know, the passion that I have here.
Right.
I'm only asking because I need for you guys to answer these questions for the listeners who are to have a compassion with you. But in order for that
right.
to happen, we got to get to the real questions here because I don't think the other people are really getting the meat of this when it comes to that. Because if they were, then I would have not received these questions when it comes to
right.
why did you introduce her? You know, why can't
you
just, you know, go and get her or something like that? Okay, guys?
You know, I'm glad you asked that question. I'm going to ask you something, then I'm going to answer another question you just asked. Why come I can't go and get her? Let me let you know something on this. Have your daughter ever been to a concert? Have your daughter ever been anywhere to where she wants to see a celebrity?
Yes, she has. And she's even been
okay.
backstage.
Now,
you know,
know,
she's met them one-on-one and everything. Yes, she has.
Right. So you didn't know what that celebrity would do with your daughter, what type of history that celebrity has, right? And no matter what
that
celebrity
is,
because people are human. And so that's
that
the reason
correct.
Why I'm saying we met them on a business only. It wasn't nothing
but
else.
But I will say
business.
This. No. I would never take her to go see R. Kelly, and I would never introduce her to R. Kelly.
From what you know right now, right?
From what I've been knowing since he came out. You know, and that's just
well,
me, real
yeah.
talk. You know, there's no way I would introduce my daughter to R. Kelly.
I'm keeping real.
But we never knew.
We never knew.
That he would go try to go behind our back.
Right.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. I didn't hear you.
We never knew that he would go behind our back. And do this.
To manipulate,
manipulate
her.
She
was never allowed.
She was never
right.
allowed to go.
And right. And I get that. And I totally understand that. So what are you guys? What's
now,
your next step? What are you guys doing in reference to trying to get your baby girl home?
Well, the next step is you have to bring awareness to this. That's the reason why. The more you bring awareness, if you ever seen R. Kelly cases, everybody gets a lawyer. Once they get a lawyer is designed to do one thing and one thing only, is to actually get you money and shut you up. You can check my track record. I don't have a lawyer the first because I don't want to shut up. I want everybody to know what's going on. You know, I put this weight on my shoulders. My name is Tim Savage. I put the weight on my shoulders because, you know what, I'm the one that's going to bring this to the head front. I'm going to make sure every woman knows about this man, and that's the key. And the next thing about is that I want to answer before you, after I got cut off, I want to answer something else. The thing is, when you said you just couldn't go pick, he has a bus that he travels all over the world with, all over the United States with. You don't know what cities he in, and I can't fly from city to city trying to track her down because I don't know exactly what moment where she's at.
Okay. See, and I thank you for that because that's, believe it or not, it may seem like it's a simple question, but it's really not, and I thank you for that. And now the listeners know that it's not as easy as it is to get her. Okay, thank you for that.
Okay, I got to say something. I want to let the audience know if you guys want to ask a question or elaborate on something on this conversation, please press 1, okay? Okay, go ahead on, y'all. Go ahead on and continue, callers.
One of the things that came to mind was that I saw the video of your daughter saying that she was okay, she was fine, and she started talking about I think she did 2 videos, correct me if I'm wrong. Oh, I've seen 2 videos. It was a video saying, Dad, Mom, I love you guys, I'm okay. Well, I'm not quite sure she said I love you guys, but she said, I'm fine, let it go. And people are saying that there was someone in the shadow telling her, yay, nay, thumbs up, thumbs down type of thing. And then it was something else that I read saying that, leave this alone before I tell the truth. So now people are speculating that there could have been something that was going on at home, you know, with the parents that made her not want to be there. So I really need for you guys to address that because now people are thinking, wait a minute, they're out there talking, but what is she talking about? What could she possibly be talking about, or is she just ringing the bell?
You know, the thing about that is they got that mixed up with the Clarys, and they are in Florida. When she say tell the truth, if you listen to that story when she was talking about, Dad, you know you met R. Kelly, you orchestrated everything, and she was talking about the Clarys in Florida with their 17-year-old daughter at the time. And she's been living with R. Kelly for over 2 years. So when I got that, and I actually talked to the Clarys personally, and that's where that came from. So it did come from, they actually mixed up the stories because R. Kelly's trying to rush out there and actually put something out to cover his behind because he knew that I was coming for him.
Yeah, the first.
Will you ever say, you know what? She's 20 something years old.
Never.
She's
never
on her own.
Never.
What if our
that's my
the artist?
And I love her.
Under these circumstances,
I understand that. Okay. What if one of the questions were if he would offer you guys money? Would you stop?
No. No.
Have you ever been offered the money?
No, not to my knowledge. No.
Okay. Not
me or
okay.
my wife.
Okay. Now, the young lady that you guys had on the podium with you when you did your live news, when you did your news alert news interview, the young lady, how did you guys connect? How did that happen?
Well, the young lady reached out, and that's how we sort of kind of found out what was going on because the young lady, she had like a mysterious number. I don't even know how she even got my number, to be honest with you. Because we didn't know my daughter, my wife know more than I know about that.
Okay.
Let her talk.
Once we got kind of word of that, my daughter was messing with Mr. Kelly.
Yes, ma'am.
Someone, it's really weird, but it's someone in his inside circle, put us together, and they said that they knew of one of the girls in his circle, and I believe at the time she was also trying to get out, but she was still there. She made up a fake social media account, and she contacted me on a daily, almost a daily basis, or maybe if we didn't talk that week, maybe at least, I think, 4 times a week, to let me know what was going on in the house. She was there, and she it was really weird because at first I didn't know if I could believe this young lady that she, what she was telling me, that she was my daughter.
My daughter was in college during this time.
Reason, what really made me start to believe this young lady that you all met in the press release, but we did not have finally met after 3 months. But what made us start to know that she was telling the truth is that she called me one day. Well, she messaged me, I'm sorry. And she said, your daughter just left Mr. Kelly's house in a Uber to go back to college for her classes. So we immediately picked up the phone and asked my daughter, were you ever at Mr. Kelly's house last night? Because he has Atlanta home, and my daughter's college is also in the Atlanta area. So and she's like, how you know that? What, you know, she tried to just kind of ramble, and then she finally admitted that she was over there. So that was one of the initial things that made me really believe that whoever I was talking to was actually had some knowledge. And the reason that she said she was talking to me, because she was actually older than the other girls, and she said that she was in the process of trying to leave, and she knew how the young girl, how he was treating the young girls, and she didn't like what she was seeing. And I have tons and tons of messages that from this lady from our conversations, and it really they're all the same from the other victims that came out, from what the older sister said, they all exactly basically the same of what goes on.
And you know, my wife can tell you when we found out, we went to the college dorm and they wouldn't even allow me to go on the college campus to even get my daughter. Because she was of age, and she, even though we paid for the dorm room, even though we paid for her to go to college, the campus police told us we could not go on that campus. We need to get off campus. So that's the reason why we could not get our daughter back until the second semester we tried. That was in December, and we did the intervention during the month of December because she was out of class, and we were trying to get her to come home and stay here. But when she went back to her dorm room, and she got on that plane, that's a plane, a bus, or whatever she got on, we did not see her again until the TMZ video. And we've been trying to reach out to her ever since.
Now, I'm just, and again, this isn't me asking these questions. These are our listeners, okay? One of the things that they're saying is, hey, you know, Q does it. He has a Playboy bunny. He's over there. He's out with it. You know, the parents for these people are not saying anything. Why can't you just let R. Kelly be R. Kelly? They're of age. You know, he's no longer messing with younger girls when it comes to 15, 16 years old. Why you can't just let him be happy and let her be happy?
Hugh Hefner is, I don't know Hugh Hefner business. I don't even keep up with Hugh Hefner, first of all. My thing is here again. I consider if a man can go to jail off of actually having a dog fight and go to jail for fighting dogs, and this man can't even go to jail for abusing women, mentally, physically, every which way, but this man cannot be touched because certain people don't want this man to be touched. We reached out to Chicago police, did welfare checks in Georgia, did welfare checks in Chicago, and you know what? He was warned right before the police go out. So somebody's working on inside the police department. That's the reason why the FBI is involved.
Okay. Do you guys feel like fear or anything, being that he is, being that you're saying that he has all these people, do you have any type of fear? Or is it, when it comes to, you know, maybe not being able to get her?
I have not zero fear to try to get my daughter back. That's my daughter.
Because we don't have any fear because what is happening now that we open up the what's really going on, more young ladies have started to come out and to talk.
I'm going to try to be at every concert. I will be everywhere this man is until he get my daughter back. That's the reason why I want to set up a GoFundMe page, because I want to be everywhere I can be with this girl until she reached back at this door and get her some help.
Well, what I was going to say is also that he had numerous of lawsuits, numerous of claims filed against him for mistreating young ladies. The attorney in Chicago, Susan Logan, it was also stated in the article, the BuzzFeed article that printed, that she's had numerous lawsuits settled. And see, what happens, he's been getting away with so long of just doing whatever, mistreating young women, and then they immediately go get an attorney. And so once they get an attorney, they settle, and the case is sealed. So it's numerous lawsuits that that have been sealed. And just one recently that was mentioned in the BuzzFeed article right before I was printed of the 17-year-old case that had been sealed.
Yeah.
So now that more women are coming out, some of them are going to attorneys because they still don't want to speak out. But we've opened up a avenue to just go ahead and expose what's really going on and not get an attorney right now until one is actually needed. But as right now, we don't need an attorney because our truth is our truth. And so the other young ladies are getting attorneys now because they feel fearful of speaking out or being ridiculed, just the way we're being treated as parents. It's a crime definition of how they will be definitely treated as a victim or as somebody who's been manipulated by Mr. Kelly.
Okay. Private investigators, has any hit you up, or are you guys even thinking about possibly going that route, being that you're saying that, you don't have the funds, you know, and you just can't do it? Is it possible where this young lady who came on television with you all, being that she does know the ins and out of it, have you guys considered to get a PI?
Well, we have considered it, but like I said, PIs cost money. And that's the reason why we need everybody's help. It takes a village to raise one child.
And then, as I said, the PI, what is so interesting about Mr. Kelly is that he has a lot of people in his entourage. And I got messages from them anonymously. They don't tell me who they are, but they just wanted to stop. They tell me that everybody's told him to stop doing this and keeps on. So people do come out to us, but they just don't reveal themselves.
Right.
So it's really
no
way you can have this man convicted right now if they're not revealing themselves.
Right.
And so I'm thankful for the people who have come forth, because the Shanti, the one that did come forth at the press release, we talked for over 3 months, and I have documented messages from her from the time, and we met up until the time she actually revealed herself and decided that she would go on record to speak to the reporter and give her full name. And so I'm thankful for her coming out, and I'm thankful for her giving me the information, because it kind of gave me a peek to know what kind of knew what was going on. So when I wanted to know what city they were in that week, she would let me know. She would just like kind of give me a heads up on a lot of different things.
But, you know, he moves so fast. He could be in one city, like yesterday. He had a concert yesterday, and he's in Baltimore today. You know, so we don't have those type of funds to go from city to city to city. You know, I wish I did.
So right now I've been relying on different people inside his, because it's still people inside the camp that talk to us, that tells us what's going on, but they just don't want to be revealed. And a few of them I don't even know they're talking to, but I know their information is very accurate.
Well, let me ask you this question, and this is my personal question. Let's say your daughter comes home tomorrow. I'm sorry. Mm. This is what happened. I just want to move on. Don't move forward in anything. I don't want to deal with it anymore. Will that be the last of it if your baby girl says that?
Okay, I'm the mom. This is how I would answer that. I wish I could say yes to that question. But the way that the things that she's been through, she's going to have counseling. She's going to have most likely in-house counseling. So at this point, I don't know if I could trust her as far as her mental stability to be around my husband and I and our other two girls, just because of what she's been exposed to.
Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry. I don't mean that in reference to her, because if what is happening is happening, and what has happened, your baby girl will need help. The whole family will need counseling. What I'm saying is that if she says, leave him alone, it was on me, I was there, please don't move forward, don't sue him or anything, would you guys let that go?
She has said that already, and she's been brainwashed.
Yeah,
if you noticed that.
Yeah, we have not
in the video. We're not pursuing anybody right now. We want our daughter back, that's all.
If
you looked at the TMZ video, she said that on TMZ video, and you saw somebody controlling everything she said.
And as a parent, as a mother, I know you're your mother.
Oh, yeah. I told you I'm cool with mine.
the same way that you saw her, how she answered those questions on the first video, it's the same way she answered me on Christmas Eve. Georgia, where are you?
Okay.
I can't tell. I just know I'm safe. The same feeling you got from looking at that video and seeing that shadow is the same way that we were getting messages, not just from her mom and her dad, but from her grandparents and her grandparents, her grandmother, who were all very close. So those are the just a small snippet of how we have been getting the last 10 months.
Yeah, her grandfather actually helped raise Jocelyn, and she wouldn't even come to his funeral.
Wow.
She didn't come
best
to the
friends,
funeral.
Ex-boyfriends, girlfriends, cousins, you know, people who she was really, really close with. Were they disconnected from her first?
Yes. Everybody.
Or?
Yes, they are.
So she just
everybody.
Cut off all communication.
With
they are required to. Now, if you, they are required to. Now, if you research modern day cult or person that's allegedly a narcissistic, that is common in those situations because they have to cut off the outside. And the way one girl, Kitty Jones, that was in the articles, the way she worded it is, he cuts you off from everything you've known on the outside, but then you eventually looking at those people on the outside as the enemy. So it's a reason why he doesn't let them make phone calls. It's a reason why when they walk, they have to look down when they're in public. It's a reason that he controls their meals, what time they go to sleep. They have to call him daddy, ask permission for everything. It's a reason because he takes over. It's a mental control. And I saw this happen. I've been doing my research on the life of a narcissistic, Stockholm syndrome, modern day cult. All of it lines up. And that's exactly what he's doing. And that's exactly what we're exposed to.
Yeah, she has no friends whatsoever right now. Her best friend calls us all the time. And she cries when she's seen that video of Joy on TMZ. They went to school together, high school together, after high school, all that.
Yeah, and so for Mr. Kelly to say they don't want to have problems at home, no, my daughter didn't have
any
problems
at
home. That the fact they mixed the stories up, my husband has never even met Mr. Kelly. So that did put confusion in the air to say what's really going on. And I don't know if they did it on purpose or he found him messing with so many girls. Might not remember how he originally met her. So that does put confusion in the air.
Let me explain. My wife said that I took my daughter to school every day. I'm telling you as a father, I took her to school every day. I talked to her every day. I picked her up from school every day. So when you was telling me how you treat your daughter, that's exactly the same way I treated my daughter. I was a loving father to her. When the day she was born, I was happy. And I'm still happy to be her father right now because I would never turn my back on my daughter. Never.
Yeah, and if it was a situation where she was with her husband or her boyfriend and they decided to just, you know, she wanted to listen to him, because there's so many of women that go through abusive relationships with their husbands or their spouses. Millions of it.
Well, that's another question that came up.
Okay.
Right, excuse me. But let me ask you this question because this, I'm glad you said that. But let me say this that I didn't get a chance to say, and I'm not sure if John said it or not. I'm going to just throw a disclaimer in here so that we won't be held accountable or liable to anything that is being discussed on this interview. We do not agree nor disapprove with anything that is being said in regards to Mr. R. Kelly when it comes to these allegations. We are only doing an interview, and an interview only with the parents of one of the daughters that is in his residence right now. So I just wanted to put that out there to make sure that we're not held liable for anything. And with that being said, I want to ask you guys. This is one of the main questions that came up. If it had not been R. Kelly, would it be this problem when it comes to your daughter maybe dating someone on college campus? They probably rooming together because that happens a lot too. They're rooming together, and she's like, "Mom, Dad, let me be me."
The thing is, again, we're talking about if any man, I don't care who it could be the president, If he abused my daughter, okay. I'm going to be there for my daughter. So
yes,
hopefully this answers your question. Any
right.
man,
yes.
I don't
well,
care who
yes,
he is.
Sir. Okay. All right, John, do you have any questions for the parents?
I wanted to let the audience know we only got like 14 minutes left on the show. Okay, so this would be a good time for you guys to press one and either elaborate on something or ask a question. So this would be your time. And
okay, does
while
Ms.
we
Jay
wait,
have any questions?
I have one other thing to say. It's not
yes,
about
sir.
Money with me. He can go to court. He can sue me for millions. I don't care. I don't care about the money, period. I'm serious. I do not care about the money. I just want my
right.
daughter back. And I want her to be right. I want her to be safe.
Right. Well, that's why I posed the question earlier when I said if your daughter, if he puts on a plane today and they agree to do whatever, or, you know, if she is with him, let's, you know, because honestly, we really don't know if she is or she, I don't, a lot
no,
of people say she may not even be
with
her.
I know that she's with him. I know for a fact that she's with him, with the other girl. I know for a fact. Let me ask you $1 million question. Let me ask you $1 million question. This is $1 million man with a $50 million tour. Why don't he just let the girls go? Because he's hiding something. Answer that question. Put that out there. Why?
Well,
why
you,
don't he
you
just
did.
Let go?
You did.
Yeah,
you did. That's
yet.
A good question. Yes.
Well,
I'm
well,
sorry.
We have
I
a
have
caller,
guys.
We have a caller, guys. Go on, John.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to let the call on, okay?
Yes,
okay.
sir.
Caller, state your name and where you're calling from.
Hi, this is Brenda calling from Sacramento, California. I just wanted to add that what I'm thinking about R. Kelly is that he's sick, he needs help, he's impulse-driven, and he's not going to change, and there's a lot of men out there just like him. And so you have to do what the parents are doing is try to break this up. I don't know why the government isn't doing anything to get this man some help because that's what he needs. And he's just
Thank
a threat
you.
To the community.
Right.
Thank you.
You're 100% right, ma'am.
Thank you.
I agree with you 100%.
Okay. I saw on the news that someone call the cops on Chris Brown house, and because it was Chris Brown house, they had the SWAT cars, they had helicopters, they had televisions and all of that. That kind of sounds like a low blow, but has anybody ever done that?
I mean, we actually called the police and the FBI.
No, what we did was we called
we would try everything. We could do Johns Creek police. I mean, come on, Jonathan.
What we did, the way, like I said, we were concerned about my daughter's safety because we couldn't hear from her. She's not, wasn't answering her phone, wasn't returning voice messages, wasn't answering text messages. And so I had asked for a welfare check. I had never knew what a welfare check was until somebody told me to do a welfare check. That's when a family member or friend is concerned about a relative or whatever, but they hadn't heard from them in a long period of time. So the inside contact that I had at the time, which was Shanti, that now at the time I didn't know who she was, but I said, could you find out where they are? Are they in Atlanta or Chicago? She said they are headed to Atlanta. So I had this welfare check done the day before they were to have the Atlanta concert. So they were in Atlanta. I notified the police department, and at my time, I didn't know that the welfare check, they go right out. So I didn't have time to get out there to maybe go in with them. But and that was just this past December 2016 that I asked for a welfare check. So that particular welfare check, they went, but nobody was, when they got there, they had already left the premises. And some type of weird way, the way the door was still unlocked, so the police got a chance to walk through the house. And, with you know, they didn't have to have permission from anybody to walk through the house if there was a complaint filed. And no one was there. Now, to ask your question about Chris Brown and all that, I don't want to cause any type of media attention and say, call the media, say, my daughter gets captured over here. Can you all send helicopters and police, you know, cars to go check on her? Because it's a general concern of know where my daughter is. So that's the only thing in my welfare check. is the best way that up to now, besides giving bringing more media attention because we couldn't get anything from legal authorities, the welfare check was the only way that we knew to try to check on her to see if she was safe.
Okay. I'm sorry. Go ahead, John.
We have another caller, so let's let the other caller in.
Okay.
Caller, state your name and where you calling from.
Hey, John, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Hey, this is Gary from Sacramento. I'm calling from Sacramento.
Oh, okay. Hey, Gary.
All right.
Hey, Gary.
How you doing, my brother? All right. Hey, how you doing, sister? First, I just have one particular question for the father as far as in the initial meeting of R. Kelly, did you not know what this guy was about?
I never met
introduced
him.
Exactly. So, I mean, I'm not understanding, you know, how come those instincts didn't kick in.
Well,
not that I'm attacking you.
You're fine. I'm up and explain. I remember I got three girls here, right?
Okay.
Me and my wife been together over 22 years. Over 22 years. Now,
right.
I have to work at the same time. My other young daughter couldn't go out because she had to go to school. So my daughter, I asked my wife, I said, if you have any problems, let me know. When I say any problems, any problems. So my wife was very much controlled of the issue. She would have told me and called me and said, Tim, I got a problem. Brother, I've been on that plane that night. It was just business. It was nothing out of the ordinary at that time frame. Then after that, we didn't never get a chance to meet R. Kelly no more times after that besides one other time. My wife went out there and they talked about what she needed to do for building up her stamina. I've never met R. Kelly. I tried to meet with R. Kelly. And at that point in time, I told my daughter, I said, you are not to have any contact. This man won't meet with me. I tell you what, we won't have this, period. And that's what
now,
happened
after,
behind that door.
After you found out who he was or his name, it kind of rung a bell about who he was, though, correct?
Yeah, I mean, every man is R. Kelly, whoever it may, Chris Brown, R. Kelly, Michael Vick, whoever. These, when you're discussing business, the lead let Michael Vick back in. R. Kelly was proven not guilty, so the evidence wasn't there. Okay,
here's what I'm getting at. Not to cut you off, here's what I'm getting at as a dad, because I have a daughter myself, and I understand what you're saying. Okay, when my daughter was at home, you know, everybody is suspect when it comes to my child. So there's questions to be asked, you know, regardless of who they are, what their status is.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if it's Deacon, Pastor Thompson, whoever.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody is suspect. You know what I'm saying? So now my next suggestion is this here. I'm listening to how you talk about R. Kelly, but you're giving him too much power, so he can't be touched and so forth like that.
No,
you know, and when people hear that, but what I'm saying, what you know, it's just that he has millions of dollars and so forth. But you know, where I come from, anybody can be touched if you work hard enough. Anybody can.
Brother, I want you to hold up, Johnny. Let me answer that question. Brother, I actually tried to get in touch with this brother. He wouldn't answer the phone. So I'm from a neighborhood. I grew up in the hood. My name is Timothy Savage. Check me out. Google me. Westwood, Memphis, Tennessee. Now, after that, he wouldn't answer my phone call. Look on YouTube. I put a video up and I told him he had 120 hours to get me or call me, one way or another.
Mm.
At that point in time, I was on my way. Flying up there to Chicago, wherever he was at, my wife pulled me back to the house. And I tell you, she pulled me back to the house. She said, Tim, she hollered just like that. And she said, Tim, you got two other girls here. You can't do this. When I say you can't
but
do this,
I'm
going to
backdoor on that. Being that he is a multimillionaire, and being that you are saying he can't be touched, and being that you are saying your wife pulled you back, and being that you are saying you was getting ready to go,
You know what?
Maybe she should have let you go, ma'am.
No.
Maybe you would have gotten her.
Let me tell you the reason why she didn't let me go. Let me tell you the reason why. Because we wouldn't be talking to you today.
I understand that part, my brother. I understand that part. But sometimes us as men, we really have to make life or death sacrifice.
Right, but you it's,
sometimes.
Well,
and sometimes we got to forsake. Sometimes we got to forsake them. You know, and I know your wife is probably a very loving woman, and I get that.
Yes.
But sometimes it's kind of like a James Evans situation. Baby, that's fine.
Right.
I got to go handle this.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying. But you know what? You know, I hope really soon, you know, that you can get in contact with this boy.
Right.
Because I really don't like what's going on. And, you know, for him to even know the feelings of your daughter's parents, which is you all, and for him to be so disrespectful and just to look over that,
right.
Man, that's like coming from somebody that has no moral compass and no conscience
exactly.
at all. So you know, hopefully you got some Holy Ghost power praying, and you got to put some legs behind them prayers.
Spiritual warfare.
Hey.
One other thing before you go, another thing. Tim is the only father that spoke out, but the other father is having the same problem. He can't get his daughter as well. So
it's more than me. I'm just the one that's stepping up to the plate, brother. So
all right, my brother.
When I tell you I'm not scared of this guy, I promise you, I'm not scared of him. Trust me. I just had to go about this another way because it's not just my daughter. It's other daughters out there. It's other men's daughters out there. It's other women, it's other women out there that he's probably in coming to. So I'm stepping up to
right.
the plate, brother.
All right.
Well,
thank you
caller.
For hearing me out. Is this Carla?
Yeah.
Or who am I speaking
Hi.
To? Hey, well hello
Carla.
To you. I just wanted to acknowledge you. I see you on Facebook and so forth, and you do
Hello.
A lot of great work. John,
thank you.
Enjoy your work. Mentally Blind, it's off the hook, you know, and I'll holler at y'all later.
All right.
All
thank
right.
you, Gary.
All right. Bye-bye.
Hi.
Carla, we got 3 minutes
yes.
left on the show. Start calling, closing this out.
We're going to wrap it up again. I want to apologize for calling in late, but I was in the country getting some boudin together, John, as a matter of fact. But, guys, I'll be praying for you all because I want to say that all the questions that were being asked from some of the listeners that we have because I wanted to make sure that they get clarity on what's going on in your life since you made it public with your daughter being at his house and everything. So it was all said with love. I want to also throw the disclaimer in there that we don't, you know, approve our, you know, with anything that is going on, nor do we have any affiliations with you all in the situation with R. Kelly and also you guys as a parent and or your daughter. We are just doing an interview. We pray that it works out for you all and you guys be safe out there. Again, this is Carla Serenity with Uplifting Community, Talk Show Louisiana, and today was a true testament of let our voice be your voice and get heard. So we're going to be streaming this on our website and also on our social media pages to make sure that people get a chance to hear it. Okay, guys?
All right.
So.
All right. You,
all right. Okay.
Okay,
and
guys. Be blessed and good luck.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
This interview. All right. Good night.
Bye-bye. Good night.
Good night. Peace.